Messages for social change come in all different forms. Over the past few months, students from the Berklee College of Music in Boston turned theirs into song for an annual contest. WBUR's Andrea Shea spoke to three winners, along with their professor, about their submissions.
Associate songwriting professor Mark Simos has facilitated Berklee's Songs for Social Change contest for about a decade. This year, he and eight judges from different departments assessed 90 submissions students had to record and produce at home after the school's shift to remote learning.
These songs all got submitted really before the pandemic hit in full, although there were some songs that dealt with that theme. And Madison's song, Quilt Too Big to Fold, which was about the AIDS epidemic, winds up having some eerie significance now, which I'm sure she can talk about.
Hello, my name is Madison Simpson. I'm from Concord, New Hampshire. When I was writing this song, the first line that came to me was the refrain line.
Saying, Nancy, you're the smartest girl I know, but all you do is sit all day and sew.
Simpson says her song is inspired by the AIDS Memorial quilt.
It's constantly growing. It's the largest piece of community folk art and, like, just so large that it can't even be shown in one place anymore.
You can hear the threads of the quilt in the way that the melodies and the lyrics are woven together in the song.
Simpson's character is stitching a fabric square to honor a loved one who contracts the disease.
Walking through the room as she got sicker, I'm already alone.
Simpson, who's bisexual, says a lot of people don't know about the millions of lives lost to AIDS.
This crisis was a really large part of our history, whether you're gay or straight or whatever, and it is still impacting us as a society today.
While Simpson's song is personal, it's not autobiographical, but Berklee senior Gaia Mannin's Privilege to Dream is. It's about her family's experience as immigrants in Doha, Qatar. She says her dad migrated there from India in 1990.
We're still on a visa. It isn't necessarily a country where they give out citizenship. So despite having given most of our lives to this place and contributing to its economy and building a family and home there, we're deprived of a lot of privileges, certain rights like owning land.
How do you call yourself the land of the kind when we're forced to leave when dad retires?
Simos points to Mannin's choice to repeat questions that probe the concept of privilege in both Qatar and the U.S., where she's also on a visa as an international student.
Asking it as a question is a really powerful way to kind of invite the listener in and kind of open up that space.
We don't choose the circumstances that we're born into, you know? And therefore, I shouldn't have to be defined by them.
So it's clear to see if you're destined to be me. It's a privilege to dream.
I'm sure for all of the writers, it feels a little awkward to be talking in this way about what they've so artfully put into the song itself. As songwriting teachers, we actually encourage people to trust the song to do its own work.
The song does it way better than anything that I can say.
That's Al Reardon of Newcastle, Australia. Her winning song is Listen and Love.
I wanna write a song to the girls who are afraid to share their story, to the girls that were hurt and were told that they were wrong.
I was coming from my own experience as a woman who's being raped and sexually assaulted, but I really wanted to try and extend the message to all kinds of pain from all different people, if that makes sense.
Reardon wrote and mixed her song the day before the contest deadline after coming up with these lyrics.
If only the world was a place where people wouldn't sew others' pain into t-shirts to wear as their own.
When you're a songwriter, there's certain lines that just kind of kill you, and you're just going to go, oh, wish I'd written that line.
Like a lot of the songs submitted this year, Simos says Reardon's channels a next level of social awareness about what it means to be an ally in today's world. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea. So when someone shares their story, don't say me too. Say I see you, and I'm sorry that happened to you. Listen, listen.
Your pain's your own, and I'm sorry.